Welcome to Nova's Here. My name is Greg Horn. We're talking this week about what can we learn from sheep. And I know a lot of you are like, okay, sheep are kind of dirty. They're not known as the smartest animal. But as we talked about a little bit yesterday, the word sheep are talked about over 500 times in the Bible. And Jesus talks about he is the good shepherd and refers to us as his sheep. And so I talked about yesterday, you know, what can we learn from sheep? One, by just spending time with the shepherd. And if you missed yesterday's program, I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and catch that 14-minute program. But today I want to talk about that God, just like sheep, also chooses to use us in different ways. I mean, a lot of us know that sheep are used for clothes to be made for that, you know, for fleeces. But it's also used for meat, lamb, hogget, or mutton, and for milk. And so there's lots of uses for sheep besides just that, you know, the Lord said that I am the good shepherd and I know my sheep and they know me, and that he lays his life down as a good shepherd for his sheep. And so I want to be a sheep because Jesus laid down his life for his sheep, and I want to be one of his sheep. And I'm so thankful that God uses us in so many different ways, just like sheep are not just used just for, you know, their wool to be able to make clothes and things that we enjoy, but also there's meat and they provide milk. So there's lots of uses, and God's got lots of uses for you. And yet, sometimes we don't know what to do, but I want to remind you, and I remember learning this Bible verse back in 2003 when I was doing the purpose-driven life study in a small group at my church, and I've never forgotten this verse. We had a memory verse each week, and this was the first one that we had in that study, the purpose-driven life, which I highly recommend. In fact, the purpose-driven life is the number one selling book of all time behind the Bible. More copies of that have been sold. And the first Bible verse we had to learn for that study was Ephesians 2:10. It says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." So friends, God has good works for all of us to do. And I'm so thankful that God wants to include us in helping others and for letting us and allowing us to be the hands and feet of Jesus. I think everybody listening today wants to make a difference with their one and only lives. And we all want to be a part of something bigger than ourselves. And I'm thankful to know there in Ephesians 2:10 that it tells us that we're God's handiwork. We're created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. But some of us get frustrated because maybe we don't have what we would consider a big enough platform, a TV program, a radio program, a podcast. We can't sing. We get nervous about speaking in front of people. Maybe we can't write big checks to bless others. And yet, you know what? I love this quote by Tony Evans. It reminds us we can all do something. We may not have one big specific gift, but Dr. Tony Evans, a pastor in Dallas, Texas, said, "Care enough to be an encourager. One person can't care for everybody, but one person can care for somebody." Let's say that again. Care enough to be an encourager. One person can't care for everybody, but one person can care for somebody. And friends, that is one of the things that today, if you just ask the Lord, help me to be a blessing to somebody else. And just ask the Holy Spirit to help you see that, to lay somebody in your heart and mind. And as soon as that person comes, call them would be great, but at least text them. Maybe it's send them a card. But the fact of the matter is, we can be the hands and feet of Jesus and do the good works that God has prepared in advance for us to do. And we all can either make a phone call, which I think it's great to hear somebody's voice during this time of a lot of social isolation because of this pandemic we're dealing with. But if nothing else, just text somebody, "Hey, how are you doing? I was thinking about you and just wanted to check in and see how you're doing." I mean, we all want to know that somebody cares about us. I know there's a lot of us that we have people in our influence, our sphere of influence, family members first and foremost, but also friends that live by themselves. And I want to encourage you to check on them, see how they're doing, call them, text them. That's one of the ways that God can use you to be a difference maker for somebody. Don't have to do it for everybody, and we can get worried if we try to do it for too many people. But if we do it for the ones that God shows us to, and at least just one a day, friends, this world would be a totally different place. And I'm kind of a simple guy, but I was thinking about the other day, if I just ask God to help me encourage or show some love, to, you know, to check on somebody, let them know I was thinking about them, saying a prayer for them, if we just did one a day, that'd be over 300 in 1 year. And maybe some of those same people might be the same, but even if we did half that, 150, and there's actually 365 days in a year, so, I mean, you could easily do 200 by just a phone call or a text or writing a card to say, hey, how are you doing? Or even an email. I think that's probably the least personable way to do it, but if that's all you've got or all you feel like you can do, then do that. But friends, the fact of the matter is God wants us to be his hands and feet. And, you know, you may say, well, man, I'm just struggling with depression or I don't feel good. Friends, I have found in my lifetime it's no better time to reach out and try to help somebody else or bless somebody else when I'm going through a challenging season of life. Because the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs that those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. And friends, when I have obeyed that, and sometimes I'm a little stubborn or a little slow, but when I do that and I fight through my own disappointments and push through my discouragement or seasons where I've struggled some with depression, it's amazing. I mean, absolutely amazing how that Bible verse is true. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. So I want to encourage you to do that today. Something else that really, really blessed me several years ago when I did that purpose-driven life study, they talked about in that book about the shape, that we all have a shape that God's given us. And it's an acronym, S-H-A-P-E, shape, but it stands for the letter S, spiritual gifts, and heart, the letter A's, abilities, the letter P, personality, and the letter E, experiences. And, you know, for spiritual gifts, some of us think, well, you know, maybe that's just being able to teach, speak, or sing. And, friends, that's not the only ones. You know, some of the spiritual gifts, I've taken some tests over the year, and there's a lot of, quote, free tests that you can take online to do this. But I have the gift of encouragement, the gift of faith, and the gift of leadership. And some people have the gift of administration, the spiritual gift of hospitality. I mean, there are so many different gifts, and we're all wired up differently, and that's what makes it great. But just knowing what your spiritual shape is and how God wants to use you. We all have different abilities. Our personalities are all different. And the big thing is our experiences are all different. But, you know, nobody better to help somebody that's dealing with just being diagnosed with cancer than somebody that's been through cancer. Nobody better to help somebody that's going through a divorce than somebody that's been through divorce. Nobody better to help encourage somebody over a recent job loss than somebody that also has been terminated from their job. And the list goes on and on. Nobody better to help somebody that's lost a child than somebody that's had to bury their own child. And you can just say, hey, I know, I understand, and I hurt because you hurt. So, friends, I want to encourage you maybe to check that out. You can go online and Spiritual Shape by Rick Warren. I found a great PDF that somebody done that really broke this down into details. But God wants to use us a lot in different ways, just like he does sheep. A third thing, if you want to be like a sheep and be one of Jesus' sheep as he is our good shepherd, is be a good listener because God wants to speak to you. Be a good listener today because God wants to speak to you. Remember, we talk about this off and on, but remember, the way God designed our bodies physically, he gave us two ears and one mouth, right? That means we should listen twice as much as we speak. But unfortunately, I think we've got that changed around a lot, quite a big difference here in the United States. But I want to share a passage of scripture that talks about how God likes to speak to us sometimes. And he speaks in many different ways, but I love this passage in 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 10 through 13. Got your Bible? Maybe you want to turn there. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 10 through 13. Elijah replied, "I have zealously served the Lord God Almighty, but the people of Israel have broken their covenant with you, Lord. They have torn down your altars and killed every one of your prophets. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." Well, some of you listening today, maybe you feel like Elijah, that you're the only one left trying to live a God-honoring life and try to honor God with the way that you do things, the way you live your life, the way you spend your money. And yet, over 2,000 years ago, Elijah felt the same way. But I love what he goes on to say in verses 11 through 13 in 1 Kings chapter 19. He says, "Go out and stand before me on the mountain," the Lord told him. And as Elijah stood there, the Lord passed by, and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was the sound of a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And a voice said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And friends, I think God wants to speak to you today as you're listening to this program. And yet he needs us just to be still sometimes and know that he's God. Psalm 46:10 asks us to do that. Just to be still and know that I am God. And friends, he is on his throne today. He's not forgotten you. The Bible tells us that God never leaves us. He never forsakes us. And I know some of you, maybe as children, your parents left you, or maybe you've had a spouse also leave you, says, "Hey, I don't love you anymore and I want a divorce." Yet I want you to know that God is always continuously pursuing a relationship with you. From the book of Genesis, where in the garden Adam and Eve ate from the one tree that God asked them not to eat from, the tree of knowledge. And ever since then, we have been trying to stay in relationship with God, and yet we get selfish and sin, and we start doing our own thing, and yet God still pursues us just like he did Adam and Eve in chapter 3, right near the very beginning of the Bible in Genesis, where he says, "Where are you?" to Adam and Eve. They were hiding because they knew that they were naked, and they were afraid. But all the way from Genesis to Revelation, it tells us that God pursues us, and he wants to pursue you. And he can do it in winds and earthquakes and fires. But I've often found in my life that he does it just in a gentle whisper, just like he did for Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 12. Well, we're out of time, but we're going to continue talking tomorrow about I Want to Be a Sheep. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible, and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.